Shalom to all. In today's Afi Mishnah, we're going to learn Maseches Krisos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, all the way through Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Moving on to Mishnah Vav with more interesting cases. Habal Chamoisei, if a person is about his mother-in-law, Chayv Alei, he can be Chayv for all the following lavim. Mishum Chamoisei, it's his mother-in-law, Vekalasei, and his daughter-in-law, Vachas Ishtai, and the sister of his wife, Veishas Achiv, and the wife of his brother, Veishas Achiyaviv, and the wife of the brother of his father, Veishas Ish, Venida, and she's also a married woman, and at that point in time, she's Venida as well. He's going to be Chayv for that. Now, this is a case. Let's say we have a man, we'll call him Yishmal, lives with his daughter Basmas and has a daughter Yehudis, who in essence is his daughter and granddaughter. Now this Yehudis marries a random fellow whom we're going to call Ruvain. Now Basmas, Yehudis's mother, is usher to Ruvain because she's both his mother-in-law and his wife's sister. Basmas then marries Ruvain's son that he had from a different marriage, adding on another isser because now she's Ruvain's daughter-in-law as well. Her husband then died or divorced her, and then she married Ruvain's brother. He died and divorced her, so then she married Ruvain's father, and while she's married to him, and she's also Nida, Ruvain's bail her, so that's going to be all these Yisurim. Lechein habal im chamoisei val im chamiv. It would be the same thing if he was bail the mother of his mother-in-law or the mother of his father-in-law. We would also add on these Yisurim. Now, Rabbi Yechiel Yomer, he tells us habal chamoisei, if a person is bail his mother-in-law, chayv alei, he can be chayv the following lavim mishum chamoisei, because of his mother-in-law, ve'im chamoisei, and the mother of his mother-in-law, ve'im chamiv, and the mother of his father-in-law. And this is actually a much less complicated case, which doesn't have any Yisurim in the beginning. We have a woman, we'll just call her Leah. She has two daughters and a son. Now, one of those daughters and her son each have a daughter, which make those two daughters Leah's granddaughters, and then a random fellow marries these two granddaughters and also Leah's remaining daughter. And this is perfectly fine because they're all either cousins or nieces. But this grandmother, Leah, she's this man's mother-in-law and the grandmother in two different ways. So if this man is now Bael Leah, according to Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, he's chayv these three different Yisurim. However, Amr Leah, the Chum argued with Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, they told him that Shlosh and Shem Echadhein, they're all the same Isser, namely they're all learned from the same Pasuk, so he's actually only going to be over one. And we continue discussing cases where a person does one act and he might be chayv multiple chatois for that. So Amr Rabbi Kiva says, Shaltes from Gamaliel v'as Rabbi Yeshua, I asked from Gamaliel Rabbi Yeshua the following question, and where was it asked? But Itlis Shel Amom, in the butcher shop or butcher market of this place called Amom, and why were they there? Shalchu Likach Beim Lemishte B'nash Rabbi Gamaliel, they went to buy an animal for the chasana of the son of Rabbi Gamaliel, and this is the question I asked them, says Rabbi Kiva, Habal Chaysai, if a person is Baal his sister, Val Chaysaviv, and the sister of his father, Val Chays Imai, and the sister of his mother, Behalim Echad. This doesn't really mean with one lapse of awareness. It means that this is all the same person. Mahu, what's the din? Chayv Achas Al Kulan, it's just Chayv one carbon for all of them because they're all the same person. Oy Achas Al Kol Achas V'Achas, or one carbon for each and every lav that he was over. And this would be a situation where a man lives with his mother, has two daughters, then lived with one of those and had a son. So the remaining sister is this son's sister, father's sister, and mother's sister. What about if this son is by this woman? Is he chayiv for three different lavim or just one? So for Amruli, they told me, says Rabbi Kiva, lo shemanu, we've never heard an answer to this specific question of Shemanu, but we did hear something similar. Habal chamish nashim nidas b'halam echad, if a person has five wives and they all happen to be in nida, and he was by them with one lapse of awareness, shu chayiv kol achas v'achas, he's chayiv on each and every single bia. And v'royin anusha devarim kalvachaymer, we can learn from here to kalvachaymer that for sure in the question that you asked us, since there's three separate lavim over here, he'd be chayiv three separate chatois. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, v'oichal Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva asked him another question. This doesn't have to do with forbidden relationships. Avraham adoldol bebehema mahu. What about a limb which is hanging from an animal? It was basically cut off the animal, so it's not attached at all, but it's still hanging a little bit. What's the din? Is that considered nevela? Or since it's still attached to the animal, maybe it's not nevela and it's not tamei. So Amar Leah, they told him, lo shemanu, we didn't hear an answer to this question. Aval shemanu, but we did hear something similar. But Avraham adoldol ba'adam, a limb which is hanging off of a person, shehu tahar, that limb is tahar. It's not considered like it's a limb from a mace. It's not considered a limb which is detached, which would be tameh. And where do we see this? Shekacha yu mukei shchin b'yushalayim oisin. This is what people who were mukei shchin, they had boils, which is some sort of issue that actually caused people's limbs to fall off. That ha'ilichloi erev pesach etzol roifei, the fellow who had this issue, he would go to a doctor, erev pesach, v'choytchoi ad shu meniach bai kisayra, and the doctor would cut off this limb, and he just left a tiny little bit of it attached, and then v'tachvai besira, the fellow would stick this limb of his, which again, is barely attached to his body, he would stick it onto some sort of sharp thing which is attached to the ground, and then he would start walking away, and would be pulled off of him, and this fellow was able to do his Karban Pesach, and the doctor was able to do his Karban Pesach. As we see from here that a limb which is barely attached to a person is still considered attached, in as much as the person is not Tamei, and the doctor which helped cut this limb off is also not Tamei. And if this applies to the limb of a person, it would apply to the limb of an animal as well. Now the Mishnah continues with more questions that Rabbi Kiva had asked Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Shua when he encountered them in the butcher shop of Amom. While Ichalim Rabbi Kiva says the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva also asked them, Hashachach Hamisha Zvachim Bachutz Behalim Echad Mahu. Let's say someone shechted five different karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash. What's the din? We know that if a person does this, he's Chayv Chatos, but let's say it was five different karbonis. Chayv Achsel Kulam, is he Chayv one Chatos for all of them because it was all done Behalim Echad in the same lapse of awareness, Oy Achsel Kolachas Va'achas? Or is he Chayv a separate Chatos for each and every animal? Each animal is his own thing. So Amrulai, they told him, Lo Shamanu, we never heard the din with this. However, Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua told him, Shamati, I did hear something similar. Somebody eats from one karbon, five different dishes that were all prepared five different ways, in the same lapse of awareness, that he is chayv for each and every one of those dishes that he ate because of me'ila. Me'ila is misappropriating hekdesh and using it for one's own benefit. This is obviously referring to hekdesh that he wasn't allowed to eat, so he's chayv, separate one for each one of them. And I see, says Rabbi Yeshua, that this is a kavachomer. Just like in this situation, where it's one karbon and he's chayv five separate chatois. So for sure, when it's five separate karbonis, he's gonna be chayv five separate chatois. However, Amar Rabbi Shimon said, Loikach Shalom Rabbi Kiva, that's not what Rabbi Kiva had asked them. El, or rather, this is what he had asked them. Let's say he ate noisar from five karbonis in the same lapse of awareness. What's the din? Noisar is when a karbon is left beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten and one's not allowed to eat it anymore. And so he ate five different karbonis. What's the din? Chayv achsa kulon, oy achsa kol achs v'achas. Is he chayv one karbon for everything together, or an individual karbon for each eating that he did? And it was to this that Amar Loi, they told him, Loi Shaman, wouldn't know the answer. And Amar Rabbi Shu had said, Shamati, I heard, that if he ate from one karbon, but five different dishes that were prepared five different ways in the same lapse of awareness, shuchav kol achs v'achas m'shu me'ila, then he's chayv a separate karbon me'ila for each one of these eatings. V'rayani shadvarim kal v'chaymer, and I see that it's a kal v'chaymer to your question, Rabbi Kiva. Now, Amar Loi, Rabbi Kiva responded to him, im halacha nikabel. If that's a halacha, which means if you have a messiah from your Rebbe, that's what the halacha is, I'll accept it from you. But v'im ladin, if you're just learning this based off of kal v'chaymer, yes, tshuva. So then I would have a response to what you're saying, showing you how it's wrong. So Amar Loi, Rabbi Shu responded to him, hashev. Okay, so respond, let me hear your question. Amar Loi, Rabbi Kiva told him, Loi, it's not so, it's not a good comparison, because im amarta b'me'ila, if you're going to say that person's chayv five separate chatois for being over me'ila, even though it all came from the same carbon, maybe that's a chumra. In the case of Me'ila, we treat one who feeds like one who ate, and one who gave Hana like someone who received Hana. In other words, if a person took something that's hektish and he fed it to somebody else, it's not the person who ate it, but rather the person who fed it. He's Chayv Me'ila, and it's the same thing. If he took something from hektish and he gave benefit to somebody else, it's not the one who received the benefit, which is Chayv, it's the one who took it and gave the benefit. He's the one that's Chayv. And also, Tzair from Me'ila is Man Meruba. In the case of Me'ila, we combine even across a long amount of time. In order for a person to be Chayv from Me'ila, he has to benefit from Hekdesh at least a Shava Pruta, a minimal amount of money's worth. And even, let's say, if at 10 o'clock in the morning, he had benefit of only half of a Shava Pruta, and an hour later, he had benefit of another half of Shava Pruta, that's Zman Meruba. That's a long time difference. Still, we're going to combine those two halves, and we're going to be Mechayv him. So we see the Me'ila is very Chamer. But Tamer B'Noisar, are we going to say the same applies by Noisar? Shein by Echad Mikol Elu, it doesn't have any one of these stringencies. If a person takes Noisar and feeds it to somebody else, the one who ate it is Chayiv. And by the same token, if a person ate half a Gzayas of Noisar at 9 in the morning and another half a Gzayas at 10 in the morning, he's not Chayiv for that eating either. And therefore, I would tell you, Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Kiva, that we cannot necessarily compare Noisar and Me'ila. We continue with the Mishnah Yud. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Sha'altis Rabbi Lezer, I asked the question of Rabbi Lezer, Ha'isim Lachas Harab Shabbos is Harbe, Me'in Melacha Achas, Behelim Echad, Mahu. Now, even though this sounds like one question, really it's two separate questions. The first question is, if a person does one melacha across many Shabbosos, it's the same melacha that he did this Shabbos, the next Shabbos, and the Shabbos afterwards, or a different situation is that it's one Shabbos and he performed multiple melachas on that Shabbos, but they all fit under the same category. We know on Shabbos there's 39 office melachas, 39 main categories. Each one has many toldos, many subcategories, and he was over multiple toldos of this same av melacha on one Shabbos. In both of these cases, what's the din? Chayv achzal kulon, is he chayv one carbon for all of them because it was the same melacha across many Shabbosos, or it was the same av, it was the same main category that he was over? Oy achzal kol achz v'achas, or maybe one for each and every one. One chatos for each Shabbos he was over, or a separate chatos for each toldo subcategory he was over on. And Amar Li, Rabbi Lezer said to me, says Rabbi Kiva, chayv kol achz v'achas, he's chayv for each one individual, because umayim anida, just like with anida, a woman who's tamei with nidos, it's asur to be bail her, to live with her. She'ein ba toitzayis harbe v'chatayis harbe. There's not many toitzayis or chatayis, which means there's only one lav in the Torah. There aren't multiple options of how one could be over. It's just bia, that's it. And there's only one carbon chatos which is brought. Still, chayv kolachas v'achas, a person is chayv for every single time he's bail a nida. Shabbos she'esh ba toitzayis harbe v'chatayis harbe. Shabbos has many different ways that one could be over Shabbos, and therefore multiple chatayis. Ein edin she'ein chayv kolachas v'achas. Shouldn't he for sure be chayv for every single one? So Marti loy, I told him, says Rabbi Kiva loy, that's not true, because in Marta Benida, if you want to say this applies by Nida, that's because Shesh Ba Shtei Azharis is actually two lavim. Shehu Mozer Al Nida Vanida Muzharis Olav. A man is warned, don't be with a Nida, and the Nida herself is warned, when you're a Nida, don't be with a man. And therefore, there could be multiple chatois. Whereas Tamar B'Shabbos, you can say the same applies by Shabbos, Shein Ba El Azhara Achas. There's only one warning on Shabbos. The Torah says, don't break Shabbos. So therefore, you can't necessarily compare Nida to Shabbos. So Amr Li, Rabbi Lezer responded to me, says Rabbi Kiva, Habal Ketanis Yechiach, someone who's Bael, a girl who's a Nida, but that girl is a Ketana, she's under Bas Mitzvah. She'ein Bahem El Azhara Achas, there's only one Lav, there's one Azhara, only the man is warned against being with her. She doesn't have this Esser because she's a Ketana, she's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs, but still V'chav Kol Achas V'Achas. He's Chayiv for every single Bior, every Tana who's a Nida that he's with. But once again, Amarti Loi, Rabbi Kiva says, I told Rabbi Lezer, Loi, that's not so, because Im Amarta Bal Ketanois, if you want to say this din, my person who's Bael, a Ketana, we can still say there's a chumrah, she'afal pi she'ein ba'an achshav, even though now that katana doesn't have a lav, yesh ban lachar zman, that lav will apply to her after some time, meaning after she becomes a gedayla. Well, once again, time of Shabbos, we're going to say the same applies by Shabbos, she'ein ba loy achshav loy lachar zman. It doesn't have now or even after time. There's only one lav in the Torah, don't break Shabbos. So Amar li Rabbi Lezer responded to me, says Rabbi Kiva, habala behema yechiach. One who lives with an animal shall prove that if one is over this with multiple animals or multiple times with one animal, he's going to be chai for each and every time. So Amar li loy, I told him, says Rabbi Kiva, behema kishabbos. I have the same question with animals like I had regarding Shabbos. The same question I asked you, that if a person's over one lav across multiple Shabbosos or multiple lavim on the same Shabbos, is he chayiv or not? I have the same question regarding animals, so your answer doesn't help me out at all. And we continue discussing chiyuv chatos. Remember in general, what's mechayiv a person a chatos? If he's over on something that if he would have done it b'mezid, he's chayiv kares, so when he does it b'shoigig, inadvertently, he's chayiv a chatos. Now we had also mentioned briefly previously that there's something called an asham toloi. That's brought in a situation where a person is not so sure whether or not he has to bring a korban chatos, so then he would have to bring an asham toloi. So not knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, safek achal chelev, safek loy achal. It's a safek whether or not he ate chelev, forbidden fats, and if he did eat, he's chayv to bring a korban chatos, and vafilu achal, even if he did eat the chelev, still safek yesh by kashir, safek she'en loy. It's a safek whether or not he ate the shear. He doesn't know if he ate a kezias, or maybe he ate less than that. Another safek, chelev is shuman lefanov. He has chelev, which is forbidden fats. Shuman is permitted fats. Those were both in front of him, and achlas echad man ate one of them, v'ein yadu eiz man achal. He doesn't know which one he ate. Another discussion, ishta v'chase ima b'bayis. His wife and sister were with him in the house. Shagag ba'achas me'en. He was shagig with one of them, which means he lived with one of them, v'ein yadu eiz man shagag. He doesn't know which one he lived with. His wife, which is permitted, or his sister, which obviously is not. Another safek, Shabbos v'yom chol. There's Shabbos and weekday, v'asam malacha ba'achas me'en, and he did malacha on one of them, v'ein yadu eiz man asa. He doesn't know which one he did malacha on. Did he do the malacha on Shabbos, or maybe he did the malacha during the week? So in all these situations, if he knows for sure that he was over the Avera, so he'd bring a carbon chatos, but since he doesn't know, maybe Hashem Talui, he brings an Hashem Talui. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Kishim She'im Achal Chelev V'Chelev Behelem Achas, Eine Chayev El Chatas Echas, the same way that if he ate two separate Kizesim of Chelev in the same Halama, the same lapse of awareness, he's only Chayev one carbon chatos, Kach so too, Al Loi Hoida Shalahen, Eine Mevi El Hashem Echad. In the same situation, if he's Besafik, he doesn't know if he was over, he would still only bring one Hashem. Now, Im HaYusiyadi Ben Taim, there was a knowledge in between. For example, he ate a kezias of chelev in a halama, in a lapse of awareness, and then afterwards he realized, oh my gosh, I can't eat this. It's chelev, you're not allowed to eat it. It's mechayev karban chatos. And then once again afterwards he had a lapse of awareness and he ate another kezias. That's what it means, yediyah bein time. There was a knowledge in between. The Mishnah says, what's the din? K'shem shu maybe chatos al kol achas v'achas. The same way that he would bring a chatos for each and every one of these eatings because they're separated by this yediyah in between. Kachu maybe asham talu al kol achas v'achas. So too, if it was a safek, he would bring a separate asham for each and every one. Similarly, kashem shem achal chelev adam noisru pigol behalam achas chayv kol achas v'achas. The same way that if he ate chelev and blood and noisr and pigol in the same lapse of awareness, he's chayv a separate carbon for each one of them because these are all separate lavim. Even though it's in the same lapse of awareness, it's different lavim. Kach al loy hoida shalahen. So too, if he wasn't so sure if he was over all of these, maybe asham talu kol achas v'achas. He brings a separate asham talu for each and every one of these. More situations. chelev and noiser lefanov. Let's say he has two pieces of meat in front of him, chelev, forbidden fat, and noiser, which is forbidden meat from a karbon. And achal achamehen, he ate one of them, ve'en yadu ezmehen achal. He doesn't know which one he ate. Or, ishtay nida v'chayse imabayas, his wife and sister with him in the house, but his wife was a nida, and shagab achamehen, he lived with one of them, ve'en yadu bezmehen shagag, he doesn't know which one he lived with. Another situation, Shabbos v'yom kippurim, the Shabbos and Yom Kippur, right after each other, va'asam lacha ben ashmashais, and he did malacha ben ashmashais, which is the time period as the day is changing from one to another, and ve'en yadu bezmehen asa, he doesn't know which one he was over on. Did he do the malacha on Shabbos, or did he do it on Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas, Rabbi Shua Paiter. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas in all these situations, Rabbi Shua Paters. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas because he for sure did an Avera, even though he doesn't know which Avera he did, but he for sure was over an Avera, so he has to bring a chatas. Whereas Rabbi Shua Paters, that's because based off of Joshua and Pasuk, Rabbi Shua learns that you have to know exactly which Avera you were over in order to bring that karban. But here, even though he did an Avera, he doesn't know which one it was. Did he eat the chelev or the nicer? Was it his wife or his sister? Was it Shabbos or was it Yom Kippur? And if Rabbi Shua says, no karbon's brought. Now Rabbi Yisrael basically comments on this last case of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. There's no machloikes al ha'isim melacha ben ha'shmashos, that if he did melacha ben ha'shmashos, which again, as we had said, is a time period when the day is changing, shu pater, everyone agrees he's pater. Shani Yomer, because I say, mixas melacha asameya yom mixas lemachar. He only did half of the melacha today and half of the melacha tomorrow. And it's because ben ha'shmashos itself is in between the 2 days, so we're really able to explain that that melacha was actually done half on Shabbos, half in Yom Kippur, and Mela, that's only half of a melacha, so he's not chav a karbon. So v'aman nechalku, what is their machlokes regarding? Ala oisa b'soich hayom, he did the melacha in the middle of the day. V'en yadu im b'Shabbos asam yom kippur masa, he doesn't know if he did it on Shabbos or if he did it on Yom Kippur. Oi ala oisa v'en yadu im ein ezu melacha asa, or he did a melacha, he just doesn't remember which melacha he did. Did he plow or did he plant? So in this situation, Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos, Rabbi Elazar says chayev chatos because he for sure did a melacha. Whereas Rabbi Shua Pater, Rabbi Shua Pater, as we had said before, that's because he doesn't know precisely what he was over on. Now on Rabbi Huda further clarifies, Paitrei Hai Rabbi Shua Af Me'ashem Talui, Rabbi Shua Patras him even from bringing Ashem Talui. And that's also based off of Pasuk in the Torah. Now in the previous Mishnah, we had Machloikas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua regarding a person who is over a lav that he would technically have to bring a chatas for. He's just not so sure which one he was over. So does he have to bring a chatas or no? And we continue discussing this Machloikas, Rabbi Shimon Shazir, Rabbi Shimon Omer, both of them say, Loi Nechalku, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua do not argue Al Davar Shum Mishum Shem Echad regarding something that's one shame, meaning it's one lav. For example, there was two women in the house. Both of them were in a state of nida, and he was boil one of them, and he doesn't know which one. So that's the same shame. It's the same lav. Shu chayiv, they agree in that case. Of course, he's chayiv achatos. Val manech kus what's the machlokes? Al davar shu mishum shnei shemos. In regards to something that's two separate lavin. For example, he was over something on Shabbos. He doesn't know if he harvested, that's ketzira, or if he ground something, that's techina. Shir b'lezer chayiv achatos. Rishu apaiter. B'lezer says chayiv achatos because he was for sure over a lav. Whereas Rishu says he's potter. As we had said, this is based off of a pasuk, which requires him to know exactly what he was over. Now we continue discussing this. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a teaching from Rabbi Abayim that I feel in his chavin lake to enim v'liket anovim, anovim v'liket to enim, even if the person intended to pick both figs and grapes, and his intention was either to first do the figs and the grapes, or first the grapes and then the figs, but he did it out of order by accident. He picked the wrong thing first, or shchairos v'liket levanos, levanos v'liket shchairos. He intended to pick two different types of figs, black ones and white ones, and he picked them out of order. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos, Rabbi Elazar mechayev machatos, whereas Rishu apaiter, Rishu apaiter in that case as well. Now, Rabbi Yehuda continues saying, Tomeani im yiftabar Bishua. I'm actually surprised if Rabbi Yeshua really paters him in this situation. Because since the person intended to do both these surim, just because he did it out of order, that's not a reason to pater him. And again, this is Rabbi Yehuda saying that he's surprised if Rabbi Yeshua would pater the fellow. However, now the Mishnah, meaning the Tana of the Mishnah, responds to Rabbi Yehuda, imkain if that's really so. Meaning, if you're really going to say that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the person would be chayiv in the situation, well then lama nemar asher chataba. Why does the pasuk say asher chataba, which is the pasuk that Rabbi Shua learns the p'tur from? If you're going to say that Rabbi Shua is mechayiv in this case, so then which case does he pater? And right away the Mishnah answers, prat l'misasek, it excludes a case of misasek. Misasek means he's involved in one thing and he does something totally different. For example, if he wants to pick, let's say, a cucumber off the ground, which he sees lying on the floor, and that cucumber's not connected to a vine, and then he pulls a different cucumber, which happens to be connected to a vine, so that's the isra of ketzira, it's like harvesting, that's misasek. He's involved in one thing which is mutter and he accidentally does something which is usser, that would be the case of Yeshua Paters, so it's actually not a problem to say in the previous case that Rabbi Yeshua would be mechayev. Moving on to Mishnah Hey Perek Aleph, we now speak about the isser of eating blood. As we had mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, eating blood is one of those things that's going to be mechayev a person kares. So the question is, what type of blood is going to be mechayev a person? So says the Mishnah, dam shchita, blood that comes out from shchita of either bebehima b'chayev b'ayfais, behema means a domesticated animal, such as a cow or sheep or something like that. Chaya is a wild animal, such as a deer, eifles are birds, and this could even be bein tamei and bein tahirim, whether these are kasher or treif. Also, dam nechira, blood that comes from an animal by way of nechira. That's when a person sticks the knife into the nose of the animal and cuts down until the heart, killing it that way. Vidam ikur, dam of uprooting. That's when a person takes the two simanim, the trachea and the esophagus, which are supposed to be cut with the shechita knife, but instead of doing that, he rips them out. Or vidam akaza, shanafesh etzabai, blood of akaza, which literally means bloodletting. In other words, blood that came from anywhere in the animal's body, but the key over here is shanafesh yaitzabai, that the soul of the animal left it through this blood. Chayav and olive one would be chayav kars for eating this blood. That's because all this dam that we just mentioned has to do with yitzias neshama of the animal. The soul of the animal left it with this blood. That's the blood that Taras Mechayev Achatas for. However, dam hatchol, blood from the spleen, or dam halev, blood from the heart, which means it's in the walls of the heart. Dam beitzim, or blood that's in the eggs of birds. Dam dagim, blood from fish. Dam chagavim, blood from grasshoppers. Dam hatamtsis, this is blood that flows out of the animal after the first blood came out. Again, that first blood is what we spoke about in the beginning of the Mishnah. That was the dam that the nefesh came out with. The dam hatamtsis is just blood that trickles out afterwards. Ein chayav alein, one is not chayav kars for eating this. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev with dam hatamtsis. The bottom line is, the reason why all of these bloods one is not chayev for is because, again, it's not dam hanefesh, it's not the blood that the soul left through, and therefore he wouldn't be chayev kars for eating it. There still is, though, an iser derabanan, and by that same token, blood that comes from a person is also aser midrabanan. We're going to stop for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.